If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So last week we were talking about Brian Daboll not going to the Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, Colorado Pro Day. And he was asked about it. He's like, listen, I'm not a Pro Day guy. I've been to a couple of them. It's more about the private workouts. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. I don't know why you guys are making a big deal out of this whole thing. And then all of a sudden, boom, 180 is done, and Brian Daboll's ass is out there in Colorado.
Yeah, because he wanted to see Travis Hunter.
Well, he also had a private workout with Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
So,
to really, I mean, I got to give the Giants a lot of credit, because trying to figure out what they're doing, it's really tough. I mean, they are doing a great job. I have to say, they're doing a great job of not giving any indication of what they're going to do. But I will say that if Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders are there at number three, that is going to be the moment in the draft.
Yeah, well, it's also the flavor of the week that Travis Hunter will be taken by the Browns. That is now the thing. The odds have changed. People, the talk all over the league is now that Travis Hunter is going to go number two to the Browns. So it happens.
So that means it's Abdul Carter or Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, for the Giants, because Cam Ward.
Or Mason Graham.
Possibly, you know, any one of those guys. But yeah, it'll be really interesting. And I don't know if it's one of these deals where the Giants like had made a decision that they didn't love Shedeur, and now they're thinking like, oh man, maybe we should take another look, or maybe John Mara's like, you sure about this? But it was interesting that Daboll wasn't there. Then all of a sudden, the entire Giants brass was there. We were talking every single person from scouts to assistant GMs to Daboll and Shane to everybody. We're at the Colorado Pro Day, and they had the private workout with him. So I don't know. I will still say and stick by that if Shedeur Sanders is there at three, they will take him. I will still stick by that. And it seems where we are right now, even though it's shocking to me that the Cleveland Browns are not going to take a quarterback with the situation that they're in, but if they end up taking Travis Hunter and Cam Ward goes one like everybody expects now, and as I mentioned, I was making that comparison between Steve McNair and Cam Ward. They might end up in the same franchise there. But Shador's there. He's going to the Giants.
Did you see any of the Shedeur interview on the NFL Network after?
I did not.
We should get maybe tell Jerry to get some cuts from that, because he is a really, really confident person.
You saying that in a bad way or a good way?
I mean, part of me loves it, because part of me means you got to be that way. You got to believe in yourself, even though, you know, there may be some things that you say about yourself that probably like are going to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
And he is extremely confident. And he said something in there about like, hey, you know, I'm a Sanders. They've been coming after me for years, like that kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, I don't know how to take it. I'm like, I want my quarterback to be really uber confident. And I could probably look back some, you know, 40 years ago and think that I was that same guy.
Yeah, I mean, with fewer cameras on you.
Same thing that he was saying, same thing that, you know, he is amplifying now, but it's just that it's out there everywhere for everybody to see, so therefore everybody can weigh in and comment on it.
Yeah.
So I kind of want the guy that's got some swag. I want the guy that really honestly believes in himself, and that's what I took away from the interview, but when you hear it, you can understand why the reports out of the combine that, you know, he turned off a couple of assistant coaches or whoever, maybe the quarterback coach for the Jets. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I want a guy that's confident. I just want a guy that loves it and wants to be involved in it and doesn't want all the trappings around it.
Yeah, I mean, that one particular, and I'll have to hear him say it, but if that's what he said, then I like that for the Giants about I'm a Sanders and they have come after me for years, because that's the exact type of thing we talk about a guy coming to New York and not being prepared for everything that goes on. Now, it's actually, you know, it's different with the Jets and the Giants we've talked about, but still now, the Giants have been down for a very long time. They need to find that savior, and someone who's just like, you know, is green, for lack of a better term, or just doesn't have that type of life experience or pressure can get swallowed up.
I'll tell you what, though, man, if Travis Hunter is there, and you compare him with Malik Nabers, I'm telling you, Russell.
What is he going to play? Everybody says he's going to be a corner more than a wide receiver.
I think when you watch his movements as a wide receiver and his ability to contort his body and make catches, I mean, he's about as good as they get, and he's right there at the top of the list. I mean, he is a incredible athlete. I mean, just so gifted, and especially when he's got the ball in his hands. And that's... You know, that's the rub. Like, you know that he is a can't-miss player. I think most of the people that are covering the draft believe that Abdul Carter is a can't-miss player. And these are two of the most important positions, highest-paid positions in the NFL. Edge rusher and wide receiver.
Yeah, other than quarterback. That's right. Premium positions.
100%. So, I don't know. I still think, you know, maybe Cleveland does take Travis Hunter. I still believe that they're going to get either him or Abdul Carter, right? So that really leaves it up to the Giants to determine how the draft is going to play out after that.
That's the first time I've seen that Travis Hunter dance they just played there. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was ridiculous. So you don't make much of the switch of Brian Daboll going there.
Maybe one last look. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I mean, he was like adamant about,
they keep stats. Like, you know, he was 58 of 61
just stupid.
With three drops. And I'm like, you know, come on, man. He's out there in his underwear. The only thing I will say is that he does have a horde of scouts, coaches, and reporters covering every move he makes. So there is a little bit of pressure in terms of having to perform under those circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes both ways, where he is certainly the hype machine and been boosted up by the fact that he is a Sanders, and he's been covered in the way that he's been covered. He's probably been on ESPN too much with his games. And then there's the other side of all these people that want to drag him down because they think that some sort of nepotism thing where it's like, hey, he's not that good. He's just the only reason he's here is because he's Deion's dad. So he's experiencing a little bit of both of those
things. I've gotten a number of different opinions from people that I admire and respect in the NFL. One of the opinions is you don't want a part of this circus. You don't want any part of the circus. This is going to be ridiculous. He's, you know, Deion's going to be all over the place. He's going to be lurking in the background. I mean, that's a thought within the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want any part of this circus. And then there's the other thought that here's a guy that at least if you draft him, the moment you draft him, you move the needle. You move the needle because now all of a sudden you become front and center. You got Shador Sanders as your quarterback, which now also puts the guys you already have on the roster in a kind of a pickle, like Russell and Jameis Winston in a weird spot because they're going to have to come. They're going to have to try to figure out how to, you know, keep their own game going and dealing with the circus that's come to town.
Yes, but true in that part of it, but they also both know that they're not here long term. You know, this was a bridge to somebody, to who we don't know, but a bridge to somebody.
It'd be a bridge to nowhere.
Yeah, well, it has been for many years with them. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, just the name moves the needle. Maybe not the game moves the needle with Shador Sanders.
But that's the point. On draft night, if the Giants are up on the board and all these Giant fans are out there in Green Bay for the draft.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want him. I got to be honest with you. I don't think, I don't know. I mean, we always talk about the friends in our lives and what they think. And, you know, we get calls here. It's been sort of split. But I don't think they're going to like that. I just don't. I don't think the Giants fan wants Shedeur Sanders. However, I mean, it will without a doubt breathe some relevance into this proud organization that has been down for so long. That's for sure.
Right. I mean, you know, Travis Hunter would also bring some relevance, and so would Abdul Carter. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you
but know, those are two the quarterback's premier, different. We all know.
I know. Those the Giants will be able to get a premier player at a premier position. That's the good news.
Yeah, I mean, and if Indianapolis got the job done that day at MetLife Stadium, they'd have a pick of whoever the hell they wanted, but they didn't. So now we got to sit here and figure out what the heck's going on. I wonder if they would have 100%, we'll never know, but if they would have 100% taken Cam Ward if they had remained there with the number one overall pick.
I would say yes, because Cam Ward is an explosive athlete.
That's a shame, then. I mean, that's just...
He's an explosive kind of like, you know, running, throwing. You could see it. I mean, you can see his strength, his lower body is you know, built like the way that you want it built for the position that he plays, and he is a dynamic runner. Now, I will say that there is somebody that is climbing in the draft at quarterback right now that you probably didn't even think about.
I didn't think about him?
Yep.
Climbing at quarterback?
Who do you think it is?
Well, if I didn't think about him, then I'm not going to know.
Yeah, so you haven't said this guy's name at all.
Okay, I like this type of stuff, so let me hear it.
And this kid is rising up the draft. Could he go late in the first round? Because I think the way this draft is scheduled, like I told you, like it seems like the first top 10 guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, all potentially could be Pro Bowlers or even all pros.
Yeah.
After that, you know, from 10 on until the middle of the drafts, according to all of the draft experts, this is not me talking, this is me like listening to everybody that's talking to a couple of people in the NFL, is that, you know, it's a really good middle draft where you're going to find really good players, and number 11 may not be that different from number 41 or 51. Okay?
Gotcha.
So there may be four quarterbacks taken in the first round. And the reason for that is because that fifth-year option is so valuable if you hit on one of these guys. If you trade back up in the first round. And so, like, you could see the Steelers, the Jets, the Giants, you know, maybe the Browns even,
mm-hmm.
all trading back up in if they can to try to get one of these other quarterbacks that are kind of rising a little bit in the draft. And the one guy, his name is Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck?
Yes.
I thought you were going to go with Kyle McCord.
No. Well, he's probably rising, too, a little bit. And I think Jalen Milroe, for some reason, got invited to Green Bay to the draft. Maybe they just want to have a guy that, you know,
it sits there forever?
Yeah, I
they
guess
just
so.
Like that?
And I think he accepted,
get him a recliner?
I think he accepted the invite.
Get him a bed? Just lay here for 3 days?
Well, again, maybe he's moving up, too.
Shuck, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd be talking about Shuck as a first rounder.
Don't put it in as schlut, Shuck. It's S-L-O-U-G-H.
Yeah. No, that's what I put in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen his name. I just didn't think it was going to be a first-round quarterback.
Right. So he's from Louisville right now. He's played 6 years in college. He'll be 26 years old when the season starts.
It's like, what was that dude, Brandon Whedon, who came into the NFL at 45?
Well, remember, how about Kurt Warner came into the NFL at 28?
But he was playing, at least. It wasn't coming out of college.
Came out of the Arena Football League.
Yeah, I know, but it was... Coming out of college that old is different than coming out of like an arena league or what. Was Kurt Warner playing in the same league that the New York Dragons were in?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, wow.
He was with the Iowa Barnstormers, I think.
Yeah. And then he was working in the supermarket. I saw it in a movie.
Right. Like we got a catcher who worked at a Whole Foods, right?
Yes. And then the Yankees have a catcher who was an Uber driver.
Yes.
See how this works?
Okay. So this kid, Tyler Shuck, started at Oregon. Went to Texas Tech, I believe, and then finished the last 3 years at Louisville. And they asked him to describe his game. Who do you think he described himself as? Like in the NFL.
How the hell am I supposed to know? I have no idea.
Well, he's a big kid. He's 6'5", 235 pounds.
A current?
Yes.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean,
wow,
I
look
was,
at you.
Well, it was an easy one.
Look
you said how big
you,
he was.
Man.
What do you mean, look at me? You said his height, and I was like, well, it's got to be Josh Allen because he's.
He said
fits
he,
that
up,
build.
He grew up idolizing Matthew Stafford, so he thinks he's got the arm of Matthew Stafford, but he plays like Josh Allen.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's him. That's his scouting report on
himself.
Yeah.
What does everybody else think?
Well, he must be rising. It feels like he's rising in the eyes of many draft Knicks, if you will.
Draft Knicks?
Draft Knicks.
Draft Knicks like Shaq.
And because of the need of quarterbacks and wanting to get a guy.
Happens every year now.
And if you get a guy that can actually play and you have that fifth-year option, kind of like, you know, what you want.
Those are the two things. The fifth-year option, obviously the rookie salary you can build around with the cap. I mean, that's why these guys get overrated, and that's why they end up getting drafted higher than normal, and you have so many busts.
I just wanted to bring that to the forefront of your brains.
So, on draft night, when he goes 29th, you go, what did I tell you?
Not what I told you, is what I learned, what I've read, what I've seen.
What did I tell you?
I keep my ear to the ground.
Shuck. I sat here 7 months ago and I told you, shuck.
Watch the Giants draft shuck.
Wow. So now you got shucked to the Giants.
No, not at number 3.
Mmm.
34, maybe. Maybe you take that 34th pick and you package it with another pick. And
so you get a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter, then you bring in shuck in the second round.
Or maybe you wait until Kyle McCord until the end of the second round.
Yeah, see, I don't like that stuff. Quite. If this is a bad quarterback draft, you have an opportunity to draft one of those other guys and you pass on them there, but then you draft someone, you know, later in the draft, that's not the future of your organization. Just not.
How about if Shador keeps dropping?
Trade back in type of thing?
Go get him. And get him and Travis Hunter.
Oh, well, then you want to talk about needle movers. That would do it.
That would do it. Definitely would do it.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Gloomy Monday out there. Jerry Recco is back with us. Another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Since you guys just had this conversation about the draft and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. So I'll give you these this hour. A couple of things from Friday. This was Dion, who was on ESPN. Asked a question about essentially Shedeur ready, I guess, for the moment and becoming an NFL quarterback. Here's the question and the Dion answer.
What's the process been like in terms of giving him advice about, you know, not paying attention to what everybody's saying about his status?
I don't need to give him advice at this point, man. Come on. He's been bred for this. He's been trained for this. He's a Deion Sanders. That comes with ridicule and ignorance and adolescence comes with that. But we're built for this.
Built for this, and then he would go on to say not only is his son built for it, but so is his teammate.
If there's anybody built for this moment, built to go to a team that's really not good and take it to the next level, it's him. And if the two best qualified players to go to organizations or franchises and adapt and make sure they're successful, is he and Travis Hunter. They've done it.
And so
that's
two.
Dion on them.
Yes.
How about you have anything from Shedeur himself?
I was getting there, yes. Okay. So here was Shedeur. I believe this was on CBS Sports or CBS Sports HQ. Where will you watch the draft and what will the moment be like for you?
I'm going to be at home with my family. What the moment will be like, I don't know. I don't really think about all that stuff. It's too much like small things in a way to think about the draft, so.
And so he's getting himself prepared for it. The follow-up.
Are we going to see tears?
You're going to see diamonds. Overly. Too many of them. For sure.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah. There you go.
I love this guy. I really do. I don't. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. And then a couple of more from him. Are you worried about going, because you're going to be drafted high, we assume. Are you worried about going to a losing franchise?
I don't think Jackson State or Colorado had a winning history before I got there. So it's just another day in the office, another year in the office for me. It's the same thing over and over. And that's why I enjoy about life, because I understand how to approach different situations and what to do different.
And then the last one, just he's excited to play anywhere.
I'm just thankful for the opportunity. And whoever drafts me, whatever pick, I truly don't matter to me, because I know in myself who I am and I know what I bring to the table. So whoever sees the value in that, you know, would be very lucky to give me.
Yeah.
He's
been consistent throughout. And I do like the fact that he's right. There were two different programs that were down and out that he went there with Dion and turned him around to a certain degree. So he's not going to have dad this time around, though.
No, he's not. No, he's not. But he certainly has done well where he's been. We will see. All right, we'll get to the baseball from Sunday. The Yankees did lose to the Pirates in 11 innings, 5-4. Tommy Pham, the game-winning RBI single off of Devin Williams in the 11th. But we also have our thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. And no doubt it was Trent Grisham.
The pitch. Swing on, hit to the right side, in the right field for a base hit. Here comes Dominguez. Here comes Peraza. Trent Grisham ringing the bell. It's a 4-4 ball game, top nine here in Pittsburgh.
Extended the game. Unfortunately, they do come up short. Our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. In terms of the post-game sound, we mentioned Pham with the go-ahead, well, the game winner, in the 11th, hit it off of Devin Smith.
You know, just trying to keep it down. But yeah, he put some good swings on balls and, you know, really made me work there in that at bat.
And speaking of Pham, well, he was hitless in his last 16 at bats. And on the day going into that at bat, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, he was on Sportsnet Pittsburgh post game.
Got the monkey off my back. Man, got tired of striking out. So I'm just happy I could help the team out and contribute to the win.
As Pittsburgh avoided the sweep, the Yankees will be in frigid Detroit this afternoon to take on the Tigers. Carlos Rodon facing Casey Mize. That game will be on Sports Radio 660 AM with coverage starting at 2:30. As for the Mets, all good at Citi Field.
The first pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Waiting on it, Lindor. Down to a knee. He's got it. Throws to second for the force play. Put it in the books. The New York Mets have swept a three-game series from the Toronto Blue Jays here at Citi Field.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
The final out recorded by Edwin Diaz. I think it was right after he had plunked George Springer in the ribs with a fastball to put a couple of guys on. But they do come up with the 2-1 victory. Both runs scored in the third inning. Pete Alonso, an RBI single. Brandon Nimmo, sack fly in the RBI. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Because David Peterson left the game with nausea, the bullpen came in and gave you 4 1/3 scoreless.
Rick Garrett, obviously, coming in, attacking the zone. Minter, probably the best he's looked as far as stuff-wise.
But he also went on to say the starters need to start giving more length because you can't keep going with these bullpen games as they have done a lot so far. Here was Nimmo, 3 for 3 at Citi Field to open up the home slate.
Unbelievable. You know, the fans really showed up, you know, this first weekend, and we are so appreciative of that. We feed off of their energy.
They were applauding Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on Friday, trying to show him some love. Well, Blue Jays ownership showed him some love as they've agreed to a 14-year, $500 million extension. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will not be coming to the Mets unless they trade for him.
You know, it's funny,
in the future.
When I first heard that number, I was like, oh, that's it? After the Soto thing, I was like, that's interesting.
I know.
Well, took that contract.
But then how about the, who's the kid in San Diego that just signed for 9 years and 150? And that's where you sit there and say, that's what, it?
Tatis,
and,
you're talking
about?
No. They just
was
signed.
Was it Jackson Merrill? Oh,
yes, that's okay, what it is. Yes.
And, 9 years, 135. And no joke, it's $135 million, and people are killing him for it.
Yeah, and then, well, you just never know with these things.
That's to me,
the Braves did that.
They saved money. San Diego saved.
Well, they bought out some, they did him a solid. They did themselves a big solid because if he turns out to be a whole lot of nothing, then they're going to be on the hook for all that. But
they've been around him. They've seen him. They know what he's like. So you're investing in the person just as much as you are the player. So
But what a world where we would see $130 or $500 million and be like, that's all, huh?
What's the the extended forecast for tonight's game between the Marlins and the Mets?
Extended.
Where's
forecast?
Lord Lindsey Young?
Extended.
I don't know.
You want the extended? You want the hourly? You
guys got the extended forecast?
Hold on. I can get it for you. If you just wait a second. If you'd like to wait here awkwardly.
Where am I going?
You know? No, nowhere, I guess.
I'll tell you right now, they're going to play the Marlins. Kodai Senga will make the start. First pitch will be at 7:10.
Okay,
the extended
so
forecast.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be raining at 7 o'clock, it says here on the Weather Channel app. It's going to be raining leaning up to it seems like. But 44 degrees. Feels like 39. 9 mile an hour sustained winds. Cloud cover 100%, 76% humidity.
Hey, the fact that they got all three games in this weekend was amazing.
And the fact that Friday turned out to be 70. Yeah. I know it was cloudy. I guess it was
beautiful
a little bit
day.
Sun, but it
beautiful
was a good day.
Yep.
It was a good day. There were some. Well, you know what? I'll do this next hour. Running out of time already. Let's move on to some other things, if you will, like your Knickerbockers. They got Jalen Brunson back in the fold, and they played the Suns, who are without Kevin Durant, as we know, and they beat them pretty soundly.
Off another turnover. Hart, McBride, bangs it home. Knicks pouring it on right now.
And so we talk about Jalen Brunson coming back. Deuce McBride back as well. Knicks beat the Suns 112-98. McBride on the night had 8 points in 16 minutes or so, but it was OG Anunoby who scored 32 points on an incredible, very efficient 13 of 17 shooting, and he hit 6 threes along the way as well. He was on MSG postgame. Where did this offensive burst come from recently?
I always watched them. Always was aggressive. It just happened like that.
It's just happening like that. Well, it's happening often. In terms of Brunson in his return, 15 points and 6 assists. Here was his head coach, Tom Thibodeau.
Good. For first game back, hit a big shot late in the fourth, got to the line. I think he found some rhythm by getting to the line and attacking the basket. So that was a real positive.
And so now they get set to take on the Celtics tomorrow night, which should be a lot of fun. That having been said, this is all part of the journey, as they say. The win yesterday was their 50th of the season. Here is Tibbs again.
As you head down the stretch, you want to check boxes. You want a winning record at home, winning record on the road. 50 wins is good, and you want the highest seed possible. And then you want to be playing well. So you're going step by step. We're not skipping over anything.
There you go.
Getting ready for the postseason.
Four games left.
Four games to go.
So Boston, they have Boston, they have Cleveland, they have the Nets, and they got Detroit. So they may see Detroit in the playoffs.
Yeah,
first
right
round.
Now. Yep.
And hopefully they'll see both of the teams that they're also finishing the season with.
Yeah, if they see the Celtics, that means that they have beaten the Cavaliers, or the Cavaliers got knocked off in the first round, which probably won't happen. So, yeah.
You wouldn't think.
I'm excited for playoff basketball because it does feel like we've been watching a lot of meaningless games here the last month or so. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. So some meaningful games in the playoffs will be great.
Well, let's hope there's more than just one game where everybody's healthy and able to play.
That is true.
Raptors beat the Nets 120-109. Women's college basketball, the season coming to an end.
Joyce Edwards will throw it in, and that's it. Connecticut is back on top for the 12th time in school history. The first since 2016. The Connecticut Huskies are national champions.
And that was when Westwood won NCAA radio with the final seconds. No contest. I guess UConn buried South Carolina earlier in the season by a very similar score. 82-59 was the final last night. AZ Fudd had 24. She was named most outstanding player of the Final Four. Paige Beckers had 17. 12th national championship for the Huskies. Oh, yeah, I should mention Sarah Strong. 24 points, 15 rebounds. How about that? Now, tonight you've got Florida taking on Houston for the men's championship. Here's Kelvin Sampson. This was on CBS with Tracy Wolfson postgame on Saturday night. How about my team doing what we did?
I hear what people say. You know, Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12.
Yes, and finished that game on a 9-0 run on Saturday night to really stun the Blue Devils. And
amazing
advance
to me that Duke late in the game like had trouble getting the ball in bounds. They couldn't run one play.
But even the Florida Auburn game, I mean, it was like almost a turnover fest at the end because of the amount of pressure these kids turned up defensively.
And I know that that's what happens in March Madness. You know, all of a sudden, 5 minutes to go, the team starts pressing. Other team can't get the ball in. And Rara, I felt like this was men amongst boys.
I agree.
So you had
17, 18 years old.
Yeah, 23-year-olds against three freshmen who are playing for Duke and who played great. And the fact that Cooper Flagg missed that game-winning shot and was so short on it.
But you're right. The Houston's got 23 and 24-year-olds out there. It's very different.
And those 23 and 24-year-olds will be tipping off tonight at 8:50, which is great.
They moved it up 20 minutes or 30
minutes. Oh, my God.
8:50 is a little late. Our coverage, Westwood One's coverage, will begin at 7 p.m. right here on the phone.
So an hour and 50 minutes to break it down that game. Awesome.
Apparently so, yes. At UBS Arena, history made.
His 324 power play goals, already number one in NHL history. Wilson finds Ovechkin, top of the left circle, shoots. He scores! Ovi goes over Gretzky today on Long Island. Alexander Ovechkin, 895 career goals.
Chris King, Islanders radio. We had a guy on social media reached out to Al. I guess he was an Islander fan, or maybe not an Islander, maybe a Ranger fan. Claims that Ilya Sorokin took a dive to let him score the goal.
I mean, listen, it doesn't look like it. It crossed my mind, but
did it really?
Yeah, but I don't
think he saw the puck shot.
I didn't.
I don't think he could see it.
That's what his eyes were closed. Like
no, it was like I thought that there was like a screen in front of him. Watch this, right there. Like he can't even see the puck. It went between two players.
I couldn't agree with you more. But I must have watched it 100 times this morning, because when someone claims that, you start to think, all right, well, did he let it go? Doesn't look like it though to me.
I felt like he had like maybe 3 inches or 4 inches to put that puck to the right of Sorokin, and he shot it between two players who were standing in front of him.
And do you want to be the goalie that lets that in?
I mean, their fellow Russians, is a lot of pressure that night for that goal to happen with Gretzky there and everything else.
Sorokin has never given up a goal to Ovechkin until last night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he did, but I think if it had gotten later in the game, maybe it would have been one of those little Brett Favre, Michael Strahan hoops moments. Oh, sorry, I didn't know what happened there. I fell down.
You bring up a good point, though. Was Gretzky, and I don't know, was he traveling until this was over?
Yes, he was going to be there because he said that Gordie Howe was at every one of his games until he broke the record.
Okay, here was Gretzky on TNT on the ice. Amazing accomplishment.
I can tell you firsthand, I know how hard it is to get to 894. 895 is pretty special. My congratulations to not only Alex, his mom and dad, his family, his wife and kids.
And he also had a message to the Capitals owner.
Mr. Leonis, congratulations. And when I set the record, they bought me a Rolls Royce. So you got your work cut out.
he brought that up again in the locker room.
That's
with
great.
The cameras rolling too. So that Odyssey audio courtesy of TNT. By the way, the Islanders did win the game by the score of 4-1. Tonight you got the Rangers taking on the Lightning. Brian Harmon won the Texas Open, and it is the start of Masters Week at Augusta National.
On the range today.
Tomorrow. The players will start arriving today for sure.
Oh, they start arriving today.
Yes.
Is tonight the dinner?
It's either tonight or tomorrow night.
Oh, today is at noon? I thought I got the message from...
Yeah, but that was just for when we're interrupted.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, so the Masters on the range today at noon.
At noon.
There you go.
But tomorrow we're getting preempted by Masters on the range. Okay. So, yes, it'll be a week of great coverage by CBS Sports.
Yeah, interrupted every day but today.
But today. So, yes, tomorrow 9 a.m., Wednesday 9 a.m., then 8:30 Thursday and Friday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Scotty Scheffler's Masters Champion Dinner is Tuesday night, tomorrow night. And would you like to go over the menu?
Yes, I have. I have seen this. There's a lot of things on here I approve of.
All right, so you got your appetizers or your cheeseburger sliders. And that's served Scotty style.
Okay.
You also have firecracker shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
Now, he put that on there because that's where
He sliced his hand open during Christmas time with a wine glass while he was making meatballs and ravioli. So that's why they have Papa Chef in there.
Okay.
Why people criticized him for not hiring a private chef, but that's why he put that on there as a joke.
All right, so those are your apps. Now you have your first course. It's going to be Texas-style chili.
Yeah, I mean, you go from heavy to heavy.
Cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips. Now, I'm a chili guy. I love Citarella's turkey chili. It's unbelievable. It's great. And I do like the sour cream, and I like the sourdough baguette with it.
So when they say corn chips, though, are we talking like, are they throwing the dip, Fritos on that? Dip.
They're not throwing Fritos on that. These are going to be handmade down there.
You sure?
They can do anything down there.
Well, what's Texas-style chili? Place. I guarantee they throw Fritos in there.
They got some jalapeno in there.
Okay. All right.
Fun. I am digging my home-style chili right now, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so now you get to your main course.
Okay.
And you have a choice of wood-fried cowboy ribeye or
wood-fried?
Wood-fired. I'm fired, sorry. Okay. Wood-fired cowboy ribeye or a blackened redfish.
Mm. See, I'm always going to go steak. So, and I've seen this criticism out there before, so I'm not the only one saying this. It's a little heavy from start to finish. I'm not turning down the steak in that spot.
You don't have to eat the whole thing, you animal.
Yeah, you do. Are you kidding me? If I am hungry and I'm sitting there enjoying the champions dinner, every single thing is being put in front of me.
You got to figure a couple of those guys at these tables.
Yeah.
You know, are probably very conscious of what they put in their body.
I think most of them, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know how much wine's going to be. By the guys that aren't playing that are past champions, they'll be getting hammered. But the guys that are playing, they got to be careful.
Yeah. So, this is great. I love all these choices. Yeah.
All right. And then for dessert, you basically have a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
With the ice cream, vanilla ice cream on top, which is an unbelievable dessert. I love that dessert.
So I've been very fortunate to be able to eat in that dining room for, I think, three times, I think.
Oh, wow. Really?
And it is
Excuse me.
Well, I'm just giving you an example of what it's like.
I know.
It is about as nice and as it's everything that you would expect Augusta to be.
Yeah. I remember Aaron Rodgers. I asked him the question. I was like, is anything, how was Egypt? And he goes, it actually exceeded my expectations. Only two places in my life I've exceeded my expectations. Egypt and Augusta.
I can agree with the Augusta part. I'm not sure about Egypt, but I can definitely.
You gonna leave Egypt off the bucket list trip?
Yeah, I'm not.
Not going to Egypt.
No desire. No.
Hang out with the Egyptians.
No.
Not gonna make it.
Not gonna walk like an Egyptian. No.
Okay, but yeah, no, it's a great menu. A little heavy, but a great menu. You know, just if you got a couple of days before you play, you're going to need those couple of days. Maybe that's what he's trying to do, is to fatten everybody up.
And supposedly, you know who pays for this?
I don't.
The champion does.
Oh.
Scotty Scheffler has to pay for it.
Okay.
Because this started way back when in the 50s. And a guy won it and decided to have a dinner before the next year's round and invited the chairman of the club and a few past winners. And that's where it all started.
Well, he only made something like $40 million last year.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is that now for the guys who win it, you know, this dinner gets expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Like Angel Cabrera is going to be here.
That's right. His first dinner since he got out of the clink down in Argentina. So, you know, he's going to be eating every morsel, you know?
Yes.
He's a big guy to begin with. Let's go to Jimmy in North Haledon. What's going on, Jimmy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Great, Jimmy.
I'm a diehard Devils fan, but I wanted to talk about Alex Ovechkin and the Islanders. All right, so the building was full till Ovechkin scored. After he scored, the building was empty. Like, these guys bought tickets, you know, just to see that him score a goal, and everybody left. That kind of upset me.
I wouldn't worry about it. You know, the Islanders made a lot of money because they sold out a game that I don't think they expected to get more than 14,000.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people on the secondary market that made a ton of money for Capitals fans or whoever wanted to see this. There was a lot of non-Islander fans in there. I know the Islanders won, but of course, I mean, what, they're now 7 points behind the Canadiens for the final
wild card, the Islanders and Rangers are not making it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's you really can't get upset about that. I mean,
I will say, the man they put Matt Martin in the lineup, they go 2-0.
I know, should have done a little bit earlier, huh? That's what I'm thinking.
I think he's enjoying this little run right now. And he was very happy yesterday to be able to be plus two, be in the box score, and end up in the Hall of Fame because of it.
That's right. Forever yes. In the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean,
so his line mate got two goals, and he was telling me that they're over on the bench trying to design plays for him to get Hattie. It's like, yeah, Meathead's trying to come up with a play so he can get Hattie.
That's awesome, though. I mean, the appreciation, you know, you've played for so long, and then you were out for a while. You get back in. I'm sure
he loves it.
I'm sure he's enjoying it.
Absolutely loves it and certainly deserves to go out, you know, on a high. And I would say yesterday was one of those high moments.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.